Hey, what's up? Thanks for checking out The Real Sigma. Please like the video and subscribe to the channel. Also, The Real Sigma is now a podcast on Spotify and Apple. So share the podcast and videos with your friends and family so they understand you better as a Sigma. Now for today's topic, why beta males say the Sigma male doesn't exist. So today we find that betas and gammas either say that they are a Sigma, or they say that the Sigma male doesn't exist at all. Now, before I break this down, I just want to say that there is nothing wrong with being beta or gamma or alpha if that is what you are. Every archetype has pros and cons. It's just that the Sigma and the Alpha have the highest social ranking in society and they are the most attractive to women. And so we see a lot of betas and gammas claiming to be a Sigma. And of course, this is completely understandable. They see the qualities in the Sigma, like his confidence, his ability to attract women, his independence, and his overall swag and style. And many betas want to claim that they are Sigma because they think that being quiet or introverted automatically qualifies them as Sigma male, which is obviously completely wrong. Because there are different types of introverts. There are confident introverts, there are insecure introverts, and shy introverts. And the Sigma is the supremely confident introvert that has the ability to socialize and attract high-quality women. It's just that socializing for extended periods of time will drain the Sigma's energy, and he will need to get alone to think and recharge his energy. Whereas betas that are introverted are not confident at all and have no ability to attract women. Their insecurity makes them want to ignore the fact that they are beta and just claim that they're a Sigma. And this allows them to take the focus off of the truth and they can feel better about themselves by believing or saying that they're a Sigma male. But the healthier way and more efficient way for the beta would be to acknowledge that they're beta and know that they desire to be a Sigma and begin to work towards that through deep introspection, self-improvement, and learning from a Sigma mentor. So who do you think will grow and advance faster? A person who acknowledges and understands his weaknesses, or someone who denies that they are deficient in certain areas? Obviously, the one who can see where he needs to improve will advance much quicker than someone that does not acknowledge their weaknesses. See, the difference between the Sigma male and all the other archetypes is that the Sigma can look at himself honestly and acknowledge where he is deficient, and once he recognizes these weak points, he will then begin to work on improving his weak points. And this is because the Sigma is not a hypersensitive man that is caught up in his feelings like the other archetypes. And this doesn't mean that the Sigma doesn't feel emotions and have to battle his emotions, because he does. But the Sigma is able to master his emotions and able to force his emotions to take a back seat to logic. See, the Sigma is a very logical man, and his logic will always trump feelings every time. So that is why the Sigma doesn't care about people's feelings, especially if it's not based on logic and reasoning. Whereas the Alpha, Beta, and other archetypes would rather ignore their weak points because they believe having weak points makes them less of a person. But the reality is that everyone has weak points, including the Sigma. But it's those that can identify their weaknesses and begin to improve on them, they'll be the ones that will be living a higher quality of life. And so on the other end of the spectrum, we have betas and gammas that say the Sigma male doesn't exist at all, or they say that the social hierarchy is not real. And this is because of the same reason as the betas and gammas that claim to be Sigma. They don't like the archetype that they fit into, and they don't want to acknowledge that they are beta. So instead, they throw out the entire social hierarchy by saying it doesn't exist. Therefore, they cannot be beta because there is no such thing as beta. And this is a way for them to protect their feelings and emotions. So the root cause is the same for the betas claiming to be Sigma and for the ones saying the Sigma doesn't exist. They both don't like their archetype and choose not to look at themselves in an honest way. They just have a different way of protecting their feelings. One chooses to say he is a Sigma, and the other says there is no such thing as archetypes and therefore cannot be classified as a Beta. But both are simply protecting their feelings and emotions. So, I've heard Betas saying that the social hierarchy is the same thing as horoscopes. And this is comical to me and just shows that they do not have the ability to differentiate things or break things down beyond the surface level. Which is also why they often can't tell the difference between confidence and arrogance. And they end up classifying confident people as arrogant or narcissistic, because they do not have the ability to differentiate things on that deeper level. Now, remember, the social hierarchy and the different archetypes are simply a general classification of people's behaviors and mindset within modern society. And this is observable. And this is something that anyone can observe right away when interacting with people. You can easily tell who is alpha, you can tell who is beta, and you can tell who is sigma. It's very easy to see once you understand the different archetypes. And it's based on their behavior. And so the different archetypes simply breaks down each type by explaining how they generally operate. And obviously there will be variations and exceptions within each archetype, but the general theme will usually be pretty accurate. And that is why most of you that follow The Real Sigma have connected with the videos and it resonates with you on a deep level. Now, I'll give you guys one more. And there are quite a few insecure alphas that claim the Sigma male doesn't exist. And this is usually for two reasons. The first is that the alphas cannot tell the difference in introverts. So the alpha will mistake the Sigma for a beta simply because he is not speaking a lot. And this is expected because the Sigma male is very rare in society. They make up about 2-4% of the overall population. So the alpha will have encountered far more betas than he has sigmas. And that is why the alpha will mistake the Sigma for a beta, just because the Sigma is introverted. And so that is the first reason why many alphas say the Sigma doesn't exist, because they do not have the ability to differentiate between the different types of introverts. And this is usually the more inexperienced alphas, and many of the more mature and experienced alphas will have encountered the Sigma sometime in his life and will have learned that the Sigma is not to be messed with and that the Sigma is equal to the alpha in confidence and social ranking. And the second reason why alphas claim the Sigma doesn't exist is because they don't like the fact that there is another archetype that can be superior to them. See, for the longest time, alphas believed they were the top man in society, and most people believe this. You know, even I believe that as well. And when they heard or discovered that the Sigma exists, they did not like that there was another archetype that is equal to them or even superior to them. And that, combined with the first reason of not being able to differentiate introverts, has caused them to claim the Sigma male is a myth. So it is a combination of their insecurities and the inability to break things down beyond the surface that causes them to say the Sigma male doesn't exist. And so I hope this video was helpful and gave you a better idea why betas, gammas, and even insecure alphas don't want the Sigma to exist and claim that he doesn't exist. So please like the video and subscribe to the channel if you found any value in what I discussed. Also, remember, The Real Sigma is now a podcast on Spotify and Apple. So please share the videos or podcasts with your friends and family so they can understand you better as a Sigma male. Also, be sure to follow me on Instagram at JBTheRealSigma. So thanks again for checking out The Real Sigma. Keep working on yourself and master your emotions.